idea what I was preaching. But God's done it again. Amen.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, let's go to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. Thank you for being faithful on a Sunday morning. Amen.
Amen.
If you can, let's come back tonight. We got one last night of revival tonight. Preacher Alan Goodman's going to be with us tonight, so come back for that. Amen. Thank God for his blessings. Thank God for our Sunday school hour.
Amen.
I tell you, I love Sunday school. If you're here this morning and you're not saved, this service is for you. If you're here this morning and you're not where you need to be as far as being a Christian, this service is for you. If you're here this morning and you've been saved and you know you're saved and you're not quite where you need to be, this service is for you.
Amen.
Amen. This service is for everybody. If you lost, I'm telling you, this service is for you. I thought about it. When was God, and this ain't got nothing to do with the sermon, when was God at his best? If you're lost this morning, it's right now.
Amen.
Amen. If you're saved this morning, it's right now. No matter what you're going through today, it's right now. God's ready. Amen. Luke chapter 5, if you're there, stay. Amen.
Amen.
I want to start reading in verse 17. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy, that they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemy? Who can forgive sin but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or say, Rise up and walk. I love this scripture. Jesus said, You reckon it's easier for me to say your sins are forgiven or to tell this man to get up and walk? He had the authority to do both.
Amen.
Amen. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sin, he saith unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, take up thy couch, go into thine own house. And immediately he rose up before them, took up that whereon he lay, and departed into his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. Lord, we love you, and we come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for another day. For each one that's come this way this morning, thank you, God, for them being here. And Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit move through this building and speak to each and every heart, God, individually, Lord. Lord, I can preach what you've laid on my heart, and the Holy Spirit can convict in a whole nother realm. Have your way right now, God, and whatever's done, we'll praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So many today are near the power of God, but they never experience the power of God because they just sit by.
Amen.
So many people today, they come to church with just a thought of, I think I need to go to church because that's the thing to do. I want to go to church because that's what I need to straighten up my life. I need to start church. I need to come in, and I need to come in, and I want to set in amongst the people. And that's why you got a lot of folks want to go to these big mega churches. They can ease in, Wes, and they can ease right back out, and they've eased their conscience just a little bit for that day. They've eased their conscience. Well, I've went to church. I've done my good deed for the day, and I'm going to guess if we go in, if you come here this morning with that kind of attitude, you've come to the wrong place. Amen. I'm just going to go. They were around the power of God, but they were not participating in the power of God. How many of us come to church today just to watch? Think about that. Since I've got older, Hunter's playing ball, and when all the grandkids are playing ball now, and when Blake and Heather was in school, they were playing ball, and I got to that point, Kevin, that I couldn't get out there and play ball no more. Not that I didn't want to. Amen. I don't like just watching anything. If y'all get up a basketball game up there in that Life Center, guess what? I'm gonna do my best to get in it. I don't like just coming and watching, amen. I want to participate, amen. So if you've come here this morning with that kind of attitude, just guess what? You're getting ready to get hit in the face with the Bible. Amen. I want to preach just a little while on the thought of sitting by. They were close, but they were cold. Amen. You got to understand something. They were in the same room with Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus, if you look this up in the other passages of Scripture, Jesus was preaching at a packed house. I'm talking about the house was full. They were in the same room with Jesus. They were hearing the same message that everybody else was hearing. They were getting the same power that everybody else was getting. They were sitting under the same Holy Spirit that everybody, they saw the miracles. Proximity to Jesus doesn't mean you got a passion for Jesus. Amen. You got to understand something. You can be in the same room with him and not feel him. You can be in the same building with him and not feel him. If you've come here this morning and you're not feeling the power of the Holy Spirit this morning, you're not feeling that something stirring in your soul, guess what? He ain't moved, you have. It's like somebody, I thought about it as I was studying this, bro, right? It's like somebody being out in the freezing cold and seeing a fire over yonder and thinking, man, that thing looks good. But I'm just going to stay here and freeze. Now, I'm not known as being a very eloquent preacher. I'm not known as being a very orative preacher. I'm just going to tell you, that's just stupid. Amen. To know you've got the power. To know it's there and not partake of it. Amen. So they were cold. They were close, but they were cold. I understand. Judas was close, but Judas died and went to hell. The rich young ruler came in and talked to Jesus and spoke to Jesus, and Jesus told him what he needed to do. And the Bible says he left there not safe. Understand something. Just because you're in the same room with Jesus don't mean you have that passion for Jesus. They were cold. They were religious, but they were still resistant. The Bible says there were Pharisees and doctors of the law present. In other words, these were the scribes, Wes. These were the Pharisees and the scribes. These were the ones that was in charge of writing down the Word of God. They knew the Word of God better than anybody else in that room except Jesus. They knew the Word of God better than Judas. They knew the Word of God better than Peter. They knew the Word of God better than James and Bartholomew and all the rest of the disciples. They knew the Word of God. These were doctors of the law. They knew the Scripture, but they didn't know the Savior. What blows my mind, Jackie, is when I read the Bible, especially around Christmas time, all these doctors and lawyers and Pharisees, they knew the Word, but when Jesus come on the scene, they did not put it all together. And if you're not careful, you can come in this morning and you can sit here and know what the, we all know the song, Jesus loves me. We all know John 3:16, but you can sit here and not put it all together and leave as empty as you did when you got here. They had knowledge, but they didn't have any faith. How many people are like that? Religion without a relationship will make you stagnant. Amen? Don't raise your hand, but how many of us tried that for a while? I was raised in church. I was, Brother Robert, I knew all the right words. I could quote you some scripture. I knew when to stand up. I knew when to close my eyes. I knew when to pass the offering plate. I knew what was going on. But I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I never had a relationship with God until I turned about 21 years old. Amen. And then I quit being stagnant. Amen. I got in. Some people got just enough religion to make them miserable. I'm going to say that one more time. Some people's got just enough religion to make them miserable. Oh, you won't. You trying to live with one foot in and one foot out? I'm just going to be honest with you. You're not faithful to God's house like you need to be. You're not faithful to the Word of God like you need to be. And you're miserable. And you're sitting here this morning. You're squirming in your seat. And you wish the preacher would shut up. But guess what? I ain't through yet. So I ain't going to shut up. Amen. I'm just going to keep right on preaching. Thing about it is, if you just come to church just to feel good, this is the wrong church. Amen. This is the wrong church. Amen. I'm telling you right now, when you come in and the choir cranks it up, you can feel the power of God. When you come in and especially Sharon gets up and you can sing, you feel the power of God. When you're sitting in Sunday school, you can feel the power of God. That's why I come to church, amen. I didn't come to church just to sit by. They were observers, but they did not partake. See, that's the problem. They watched others come to Jesus. It's crazy. Brother Tony, they sat there, and can't you imagine Jesus is in there preaching. Jesus is, I don't know, Jesus is probably a little more eloquent than me. I doubt it. He called them all vipers and snakes and everything else. Brother Ed, Jesus was not eloquent. He just told you what the Word said, amen. Jesus is in there firing down. Jesus is in there preaching. And all of a sudden, you see dust start to drop down. You see stuff falling on the floor. Jesus kind of looks up. Everybody looks up with him. And now there's a hole in the ceiling. And it's him, man. They drop this guy right down in the midst of Jesus. They sat right there. Jesus said, son, Jesus didn't talk to this man. Jesus didn't say anything to this man. He knew this man before that man got there. Jesus had probably already stepped out of the way because he knew some stuff was getting ready to fall. And Jesus knew you before you got here. He knew you were going to be here this morning. He ain't holding back. He knew all that you needed this morning. And you understand, so you're going to get exactly what you need this morning. Jesus didn't say, what's your name? He already knew. Jesus didn't say, what's your problem? He already knew. He knew his main problem was not that he couldn't walk. His main problem was he needed to be saved. So Jesus just go ahead and jumps on the main problem right off the bat. Yeah. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. And now that religious crowd cranks it up. So they're sitting, that religious crowd, they're watching all this, Brother Tony. This man comes to Jesus. He gets his sins forgiven. And now they're complaining. See, that's the problem. They were observers, but not partakers.
Amen.
Why'd you come this morning? Bible says in verse 17, and it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of law sitting by, which were come out of every town in Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. The religious crowd. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. That crowd had just come in. The power's there. The power's here this morning. Amen. There were some of them, if you study the Bible, that missed the power of God. I thought about it as I was studying and thinking about this. The woman with the issue of blood. The Bible talks about she had been sick for 12 years. The Bible's talking about how there was a great crowd. And Jesus was walking through the street. And the Bible says this woman with an issue of blood pressed through the crowd and just touched the hem of his garment. And immediately she was made whole. Jesus stopped right there. Jesus said, who touched me? Peter says, Lord, and I'm going to paraphrase this, what you talking about? There's a big multitude of people here. Jesus said, oh, no. No, something different happened that time. Something different happened right there. Everybody else was touching him, but nobody else was getting what he was giving out. Oh, my God. Oh, see, that's the problem. You've come here this morning just to touch him, but somebody else about to come here this morning to really get a touch, amen? You got to understand something. All those people that were in that multitude, all those people that were in that crowd, they did not get what Jesus had, what Jesus was giving out, but that one woman. The power's here. The power's here. The power for salvation is here. The power for healing is here. The power to take care of every need you got is here this morning. But you got to touch him. See, they just, I got to thinking about it. This crowd, they came with intentions of just observation. You know what's amazing to me? How we come to God's house sometime and you never see nobody get up. Some people just sit there and never get up and come to the altar. I'm just going ahead and tell you, if you've been coming for any amount of time, the Holy Spirit's moving. The Holy Spirit's talking to you. The Holy Spirit's drawing you. And you might be saved, but I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, Benji, all of us that saved still got problems, amen? Amen. It's amazing to me that some people can come to church and never go to the altar. The problem is not the absence of power. The problem is the absence of participating in it. Amen. That's the problem. They were watching others be blessed. They watched this man break through the roof. They watched this man being lowered down into Jesus. They watched this man that could not walk, and no doubt that some of these crowd saw him. They knew him from being on the street. They knew him from just being associated with him. They watched this man lowered down in the presence of Jesus, and they watched this man get up. And they still sat there. They watched this man get his sins forgiven, and they still sit there. See, the problem is you can be amazed by the moving of the Holy Ghost, but if you don't cry out for help, you ain't going to get it. The Bible says they were all amazed. The Bible said we've seen strange things today, and they were just because you were amazed. And see, the problem is a lot of people like to come to church, and when the power of God gets to moving and you get a real good spirit going and people start clapping their hands and the band cranks up and everybody likes that and everybody's moving in the pew and you're clapping your hands, but if you just sit there and you don't move, you don't get no help. They were all amazed. And the Bible says, and they all glorified God. See, blind Bartimaeus cried out for help. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 8 that Jesus was coming down the street and the crowd starts getting loud. And blind Bartimaeus basically says, what's going on? And they tell him, Jesus is coming. And blind Bartimaeus starts crying out, Lord, Son of David, help me, help me. They said, you need to be quiet. That's Jesus. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all, this ain't one of them kind of churches either. Amen. You come in here and be quiet. You the strange one in this crowd. Amen. So you ain't gonna find nobody to tell you. Shh. I started to tell y'all a while ago. Said, don't you worry about this baby crying. Amen. She ain't crying. She's shouting. Amen. She been shouting even before she was born. And if we got 10 babies in the crowd and they start crying, guess what? Just turn me up. I'd heap rather have some babies crying than have old people just falling asleep. Amen. Amen. But the problem is, you need to be quiet. No, but you don't understand. I got a problem today. See, it's one thing when Tony comes in and Tony's got a problem and I'm sitting down here on my sanctified end of the pew and Tony's down there crying and Tony's down there calling out for Jesus and I'm down here worried. I wish he would just be quiet. I wish he would just be. No, today the problem's at my house. I'm going to call out. I'm going to cry out. You can do what you want to, but I didn't come this morning just to sit by. I came this morning just to watch everybody else. I came this morning to get in on this thing. Amen. I came this morning to find out what Jesus has for me. Now listen here. Brother Raw, I want you to come sing, Please Forgive Me. They left unchanged. They left unchanged. Why'd you come this morning? Why'd you come this morning? I look at a crowd and I see a church full of people that's got needs. If your need is salvation, I'm telling you, he's got all you can handle, amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If your need is salvation, if you'll get down on this altar, somebody will pray with you. Somebody will help you. Somebody will show you what you need to do to be saved. If your need is rededication, If you know you're saved, you know you can take me back to a time where God touched you and God saved your soul. You just need to get a little bit closer. Hey, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hey, this altar's open. If you got a sickness today, I'm just go ahead and tell you, they lowered a man down through the roof. Jesus spoke to him. He got up and walked out. Whatever your need is this morning, he's got it. He's got it. I want you to bow your heads with me. I don't know what you're facing, and I don't know what you're going through, but I know I got a God that can take care of every bit of it. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. You know what you're going through. You know what your need is this morning. Don't just sit there and not get it. Lord, I love you. Thank you.